Hi, my name's Duncan Heather, and I'm Director and Principal Design Lecturer at the Oxford College of Garden Design. Thank you for taking the time to visit our website. I'd like to take the next few minutes to explain a little bit more about the industry and what a career in garden design actually involves, and hopefully in the process, maybe answer some of your questions. People come into garden design from all walks of life, some straight from university, while others consider a midlife change of career. Garden design is considered a crossover course, which means you don't have to have any previous design experience, although we are particularly keen on students with artistic ability, either an art-based background or an untapped creative streak. Potential students often have a passion for plants, a love of gardens, and want to get back to something creative. But being a successful designer takes a lot more than just good plant knowledge. In order to make a living from garden design, you need to offer a professional service and therefore be able to charge professional fees. But sadly, there are a lot of courses out there claiming to be training students to a professional level, when the reality is that very few equip their students to earn a living. At the Oxford College of Garden Design, we train our students to become residential landscape architects. In essence, a combination of both building architect and interior designer. As the architect, you're designing the space. As the interior designer, you're furnishing and decorating that space. And that includes the planting. Upon instruction, the architect will produce a floor plan of the existing house and new extension, together with some elevation drawings of the walls, doors, and windows. These will help the client visualize what the building will look like upon completion, and allow them to understand where they're spending their money. Once the plan's been finalized, in building terms, these drawings can then be used to apply for planning permission. However, before the clients can go out to tender, the architect must first prepare a completely different set of drawings. These detail the depths of foundations, the thicknesses of walls, door and window detailing, roof design, wiring plans, drainage and heating information, and so on. In building terms, these documents would be used to apply for building regulations, as well as allowing the client to go out to competitive tender. Competitive tender is when two or three builders are sent all of this information, together with a detailed written specification, and asked to prepare a quotation for the job. As a qualified designer, you'll be able to offer a very similar service to that of the architect. You'll be able to prepare floor plans of the new garden layout, showing all the new elements of the garden, such as tennis courts, swimming pools, terraces, borders, and lawns. At the Oxford College of Garden Design, we teach you two different design styles. First off is pattern analysis, first pioneered by the legendary John Brooks, who is probably the most influential garden designer of the 20th century. If you haven't got any of his books, I advise you to visit Amazon.com and check him out. Most schools teach a design style called survey analysis design, sometimes known as SAD or the SAD process, because it produces some very sad looking designs. Both pattern analysis and survey analysis design are almost polar opposites to each other. One uses the right side of the brain, while the other the left. While I remember, there's an excellent book by Betty Edwards called Drawing on the Right Side of the Brain, and I'd recommend this to all potential new garden designers. Pattern analysis is the more art-orientated style, while the SAD process is more analytical and suits those that are more scientific or logical. For Project 1, you'll be taught pattern analysis, and Project 2, survey analysis design. By Project 3, we expect you to cherry-pick the best of both and to start to develop your own design style. Like architects, you'll be able to prepare elevation drawings to show the clients what the garden will look like, as well as artist impressions of the new garden layout. You'll be taught to produce computer models of the site that enable the clients to walk through their new garden even before it's been built. And unlike other courses, you'll also be taught CAD, or computer-aided design, allowing you to work more quickly and efficiently. Without CAD, you are virtually unemployable. Most architect firms work in CAD, and if you wish to get work from them, they'll expect you to be proficient in it as well. CAD is used by all the professions in the building industry. Surveyors supply site surveys on CAD, and engineers will need your drawings in CAD in order to calculate quantities and costs. Clients still want hand-drawn plans, as they think they're getting more for their money, so we'll still teach you to produce everything by hand. But if you want to be taken seriously by other professionals, or want a job as a design assistant, you'll need to know CAD. And finally, after all this, we get round to the planting. This is not a horticultural course. You can take a City and Guilds course, or an RHS General Certificate in Horticulture, for a fraction of the price of the design courses. I'm not going to waste your time describing the difference between a Mahonia and a Hosta. What we will do is teach you a planting design philosophy. We'll teach you how to create prairie planting in the style of the American architects Wolfgang Orm and James van Sweden, the bold perennial borders of Dutch designer Piet Oldorf, and the contemporary country style of Tom Stuart Smith. You will learn to emulate the planting style of designers like Dan Pearson and Luciano. We'll teach you how to order plants from trade nurseries, specify mature trees, and lay out your schemes on the ground ready for planting. This is a unique course. It's part apprenticeship, part academic. You'll be dealing with real clients and real sites from the outset. You'll be working with design staff in their design offices. None of us are academics. We're all practicing designers or architects. It's my promise to you that I'll make you the best designer you can be. And my intention is to give you the very best head start. My name is Duncan Heather. Thank you for listening, and I look forward to meeting you personally to discuss one of the most exciting and rewarding of careers.